Can you just walk us through that story? Because it's, I think it's truly amazing. I really want to share that.
Yeah, there was this watch that I had always wanted and that I really loved. And when I was in the plane, I was going through my purse to look for a book or something to read on the plane. And at the bottom of my purse, wedged in there, was a present. It was wrapped. And I, you know, had no idea it was there. And with it was a letter. And I opened it up. First, it was the present. I opened it up and it was that watch that I had always wanted. And on the back of the watch was an inscription. It was a little tiny heart. And it said the date and USA mommy, which is what we say as mom in Switzerland. And then she wrote me a letter and she said, you know, I always knew this day would come. I know that this is your destiny, and I also know that you will not come back. And I wish you nothing but the best on this journey, and I love you.
Wow. And you're reading this letter on the plane, up in the sky, or?
Yes, I was reading it on the plane, up in the sky, and of course I started bawling my eyes out. It was such a beautiful present, and such a beautiful gift, too, of, you know, my mom to basically say it's okay. Because it was really, really hard on my parents. They were divorced at the time, but since I'm an only child, I think it's incredibly hard for parents to let their child go, and, you know, being 9,000 miles away is not an easy task, I think, for any parents. And so, yeah, that was it. I never went back. I went back to get more clothes and to get more of my stuff, but I never moved back anymore. That was it.